Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi everybody, it's Ken Shepherd. The show is called Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money. And I think that's a very important subject because a lot of people just don't have any cash these days. And we want to help people figure out how to make money in this economy, in any economy actually, without using any money of their own. By the way, this show is free. Everything about the show is free. I don't pay anything to be on the air. And the whole idea of this is to do everything that we do at no cost so we can show you it's all doable. Our call-in number is 347-989-1329. Let's see. I'll start with a disclaimer, and then we'll get into the show. Okay, so this show is intended for the listeners only. All information investment-wise contained in the show has been secured from sources Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd believes are reliable, but we make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. The views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in the show are not the responsibility of Creative Flips, Inc. or Ken Shepherd in any manner. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd accepts no liability for the content of the show or for the consequences of any action taken on the basis of the information provided. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd recommends that you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, and any other professional that can help you understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. So our website is www.creativeflips.wes.com. If you're listening for the first time, welcome. If you've been listening for a while, we also are excited to have you join us. Let's see. Tabs for accomplishments and resume probably be the most helpful for you. We closed $26 million on recent deal flow, and we've got a lot of stuff in process, probably about $200 to $300 million in process, and I'll be talking a little bit about some of that as we go through it. One deal we're starting to work on in Hawaii, where there's a $30 million credit being given to the deal going forward, so we're getting $60 million worth of valuation for $30 million cash. And we're working on that right now. So let's see. What else can I tell you? Our phone number, 247-310-358-7087. My number, 9 to 5 California time, in cell is 818-585-9706. And our 24-hour voicemail is, our email is F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, I as in India, @patbell.net. So we look forward to working with you. So we're going to kind of talk a little bit today about what we're doing, who we are, and how we can help you. Okay? We talk about a lot of different kinds of things on the show. We talk about networking. We talk about how you can connect with people, some of the things that can happen. We're starting to see some great things happen from the show. Our Twitter feed is @ Ken Shepherd, and our Facebook page, of course, Ken Shepherd /Facebook, or the other way, Facebook /Ken Shepherd, I think. So let's see. So the topic today is master lease options and working with master lease options, okay? And we're very excited about that, and we're going to talk a little bit about how those all work. So let's see, what else can I say? Okay, so we're getting ready to bring some guests on to the show, and they're going to be some wonderful people from the hard money world of real estate, asset-based lenders, actual check writers, interestingly enough, escrow title, legal, all kinds of folks that you need in order to get a deal done. So let's talk a little bit about master lease options and how they work and why they're important. We talked yesterday about regular 1-4 unit, straight up, simple option to purchase with a sandwich lease, okay, where you can actually make money in the spread between what you lease a property for and what you re-lease it for with the permission of the owner of the property, and what you can also make when you sell the property if you choose to sell it or sell your option on it based on what you tied it up for as a purchase option price versus what it's worth in the market. You can go back and listen to that last show yesterday if you want to learn more about that subject. But let's talk a little bit about what a master lease option is. A master lease option is very simply an option against more than one property at a time. We try and keep this course very, very simple in this class, I should say, and show, whatever you want to call it, very, very simple, because we want you to understand the material. And we want you to feel free to reach out to us with whatever you don't understand. You can reach us at Blog Talk Radio through the, well, you can reach us better at our office or on the email or our cell phone and just let us know you heard about us on Blog Talk Radio. So a master lease option is for more than one property at a time. It's sort of like a blanket mortgage. A blanket mortgage covers more than one property as a mortgage. A master lease option covers more than one unit or more than one property. So let's keep it simple and talk about how a master lease option works on, say, a apartment building. Okay? So you have, let's say it's a 20-unit building, okay? And you have somebody that you found that wants to sell you this building. The building is, let's just make it simple, the building's fully occupied. It's making, say, 20 units. Let's say it's doing, keep it simple, $500 a unit. 500 times 20 is 10,000. 10,000 times 12 is 120,000 a year annual income, assuming everybody's paying and it's full. You take off your vacancy and your expense factor. You take 40% for that. So you have 60% of 120,000, and that would be 72,000. And if you took a capitalization rate on that of, say, 10, just to keep it simple, that property is worth about $720,000 today, or probably $800,000 or so. Okay, so let's say it's worth $800,000. And it's a 20-unit building. It's running really well, and the owner wants to sell it. He wants to sell it really badly, and he wants to sell it to you. Well, you don't have the money to buy it, so what do? You take an option to buy it, right? And when you take the option to buy it, you have the right to purchase it, an exclusive right to purchase it, anytime in the next, say, 1 year, okay? Or say 3 years. Let's say 3 years. And so now you have 3 years to purchase that building, and it's worth $720,000. Let's call it $800,000 today. That $800,000 building, you make an offer to take. You say, look, I'm going to take an option from you to purchase the building. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, you work out a deal to purchase that building in the next 3 years for $600,000, okay? So, and you also have the right to run the property during the time that you have the option. So you now master lease the property. You own the right to lease the entire, you don't own the property, but you have a lease on the entire property, on all 20 units, not just on one, on all 20, okay? So you have a deal where you can lease all 20 units. Now, here's the thing. The owner is going to now pass you the rentals, okay, because you have the right to that income, okay? Now, you have to pay a master lease payment to the owner. So let's say that right now the rents after expenses, like we said, are, let's say the rent's 500 a unit. That's, again, 500 times 20 is 10,000 a month. 10 times 12 is 120,000 a year. After 40% allowed for vacancy and expenses, that's $720,000. So he says to you, okay, the building's earning $720,000 a year divided by 12, okay? It's earning $6,000 a month, okay? $72,000 a year, $6,000 a month. Is that right? Let's see, $120,000 a year. Yeah, $6,000 a month, okay? Net operating income, let's assume the building's free and clear, no debt. So he's collecting $6,000 a month. So he says to you, I will lease you this building for $6,000 a month. You say, I want to lease the building for $5,000 a month. He says, well, that's not right. So anyways, you come up to a number, and let's say you agree to the $5,000 a month. Keep it simple. You agree to $5,000 a month, and you agree to the purchase price of $600,000. Okay, what happens now? Well, you have to get the money together, right, because you have to be able to pay the $5,000 a month. Well, assuming the building is occupied and you run it properly, it'll continue to have the rentals and you'll be able to pay it from the rental money. Now, where are you going to get the money for the option payment? Well, you can bring in a partner. You could do it through syndications like we've talked about in other shows. There's all kinds of ways you can find money to do real estate deals. And people are all over the place looking for ways to put their money to work in real estate deals. We hear it all day long. So let's keep it simple. Let's say he says he wants $10,000 down. He wants $10,000 as a non-refundable deposit for the lease, for the right for you to purchase the building for the next 3 years for $600,000 and the right to pay him $5,000 a month. He wants a $10,000 deposit. And you think, oh my gosh, where am I going to find $10,000? But you love the deal. That's a good deal, right? So what can you do? Well, you can certainly write a contract with him that says that you will deliver the $10,000 within, say, a week or two, and he gives you a little time with no money down, or maybe you put a dollar down for an option or $10 down, and then you take that and you go and you package that deal and you find that money based on the fact of all the different things we've talked about and how you find money, how you advertise for people to help you find deals, how you put deals together. So the way it works is very simple. If you're paying, let's say you find that $10,000, maybe we give it to you. Because remember, we closed $26 million in deal flow recently, and we can do a proof of funds for up to $500 million soft with title escrow behind it on any deals that we want to do. So let's say we agree to put up that $10,000 and we're going to be your partner. Okay, you're going to run the property. We're assuming you know how to run the property. If you don't, we're going to bring in a property manager. But let's say you are a property manager and you know what you're doing. You just don't have the money to tie up the building. So we give you the $10,000. We're your partner, 50-50. You do all the work. We put the money up. Okay? Keep it simple. There's lots of ways you can do this. There's myriads of ways you can put things together, but I'm just trying to keep it simple. Okay. Now, we are partners with you. We're partners with you on the income, and we're partners with you on the lease, on the ownership, excuse me, on the sale of the building if we sell it. So let's start with the simple thing. You're collecting after expenses, and you have to put about a 40% expense factor in for a full building, for vacancy, and for all the expenses. And I realize that's a little bit too high, but I'd like to use that because it's a comfortable number for me. So it's just a simple one. So if you have 40% for expenses and you're collecting $10,000 a month, you're making $6,000 a month. How much did you just negotiate to have the payment of the building be to the guy who owns the building free and clear so you can lease the building during that term? $5,000 a month, right? Remember we said $5,000 a month and a $600,000 purchase. That's what he agreed to. So you put $10,000 down because you optioned that building and you recorded that lease. Remember, record that master lease option now. Okay, and make sure you have an attorney and a CPA help you with all this stuff, and maybe a real estate broker or somebody else or us or whatever. Don't try and do this on your own unless you're a professional and a property manager. Okay? So you're collecting $1,000 a month because you paid $5,000 and you collect $6,000. You run the building. Everything's running perfectly. All the tenants are paying. We're keeping this as simple as possible, and there's $1,000 a month for the next 36 months because you have a 3-year contract. So it's $1,000 a month, assuming all the tenants stay, you don't increase the rent, nobody leaves, and everybody's happy. That's $36,000 over the next 36 months. I'm sorry. So 36 months is $36,000. That's $1,000 a month. So the guy who puts up the $10,000 is your 50% partner. Has he made money already? Of course he did. He made $18,000 for his $10,000 investment because he's getting half of the money from your rental. And you may or may not be able to negotiate for the tax benefits, which means you're getting depreciation on your balance sheet as a result of it. Now, I don't want to go into what all that means. You have to call us if it's at a CPA or an accountant or something, but there could be tax benefits as well associated with this. Okay? So now you have the building. You're collecting $36,000 over the next 36 months. It's $1,000 a month. We'll call it the sandwich because it's the difference between what you have to pay out and what you're collecting in rents. Okay? And also you have a $600,000 acquisition price. But the building's worth $800,000. So how much money did you make if you sell the building during the option? You can make another $200,000, but you don't want to sell the building necessarily right away because you're making $1,000 a month. Okay, let's say, for the sake of argument, the building goes up in value over the course of your 3 years, another $50,000. Okay, now you have a $250,000 profit because you still only have to pay $600,000 for the building because you made a fixed agreement. Always try and make your purchase prices fixed, not variable according to appraisal and such like that. Fixed. Okay, so let's say it's fixed and it's 36 months, $10,000 a month, $36,000, and some guy walks up to you in, let's say, I don't know, a year and a half, and he's walking around the area and he's looking for a building to buy, moves into the neighborhood, finds the building and decides to make you an offer. Makes you an offer of, say, $825,000. Okay? So if he makes you an offer of $825,000 and you have the option to buy it for $600,000, how much money did you make in that deal? Let's say it's a year and a half into the deal. Okay? Well, let's do the numbers. Made $1,000 a month for 18 months. You gave up 18 months worth of income because you sold the building, but you kept 18 months worth of income. So you make $18,000 plus $225,000. I'm keeping it simple without expenses for tax, for commissions and closing costs and all that. Let's just say, let's say that you sold it for $825,000 and let's take off $25,000 for cost, just to keep it simple. That means there's a $200,000 profit. Plus, there's an $18,000 profit from the master lease, from the lease side. So you made $218,000, right? And you spent $10,000, right? So how much did you make? You made, everybody made, first the $10,000 comes off the top, that goes back to the investor. Now you have $208,000 to distribute 50-50. You made $104,000 in that deal. How much money did you put down? Not one penny. However, you put in your time, your effort, and you found the property, you ran the property, and you managed the property, and you knew what you were doing, and you kept the building full, so you kept it valuable. In this time and day, it's very important to keep properties full and always occupied so rents are coming in. And you made yourself you made $218,000, you spent $108,000, you made $104,000 in that transaction. $104,000 in 18 months. That's pretty good. And you can do this anywhere you want, all over the country. You can do it with all kinds of property. You can do it with shopping centers, office buildings, apartment houses, self-storage facilities, any property that has more than one unit. I would suggest you not do it with a group of single-family homes because it's hard to manage because they're not in the same location. Do it with a property that's multiple units in one location. How do you find the properties? Well, it's all the same things we keep talking about. Look at old sales. Take your paper when it comes in, toss it away, and 3 months later, pick it up again and call people. Look at stuff that's 3 months, 4 months, 6 months old or more, 9 months old, that's in Craigslist. Look at stuff wherever you can find it from, anybody you can find it from, where it's an old listing. Maybe it's even past listing. Maybe it's an expired listing. Whatever it is. You find that property, you go to that motivated seller, you look for something that doesn't have any debt on it, and you buy, and you do the deal that we just talked about. Now, assuming that it has debt on it, let's say it has $100,000 debt on it, is that your responsibility or the owner's responsibility? It's the owner's responsibility because the owner still owns the building. So if you're giving him $5,000 a month and his mortgage was $2,000 a month, who has to pay that $2,000? He has to pay that $2,000. So he gets $3,000, you get $1,000, and the bank gets $2,000. In that example, very simple stuff. Still at $6,000, divided a little differently because he owes some money to the bank. Okay? He may even refinance the building during the time that you own it, but he can only refinance it to the extent that you agree to let him refinance it. And I wouldn't let him refinance that building for more than, say, $300,000. That's more the most I would let him do, because I want to make sure he doesn't over-refinance the building and make it difficult for me to make my deal work. So I want to what's called cap him, which means put him at a ceiling of how much he's allowed to charge or allowed to refinance the building to. But if he wants to pull another $100,000 out and he owes $200,000, I don't care. That's fine. Let him make another $100,000, okay? But at the end of the day, the way I just mentioned it to you, you make $104,000 in 18 months. Are there a lot of places you can go and make $104,000 in 18 months with no money down? Not unless you do it in this way that we're talking about. I mean, there's different ways you can do it. Listen, real estate is one way. Some people are talking about doing it with businesses. You can do it with businesses. That's fine. You can do it with small businesses that want to sell and they want to get creative. It's a little more complex because a business isn't necessarily real estate. You're dealing with all kinds of stuff with businesses, and that's a whole other area, and buying and selling businesses, and we might get into that. But right now we're talking about real estate. And real estate is the key. More people make their fortunes in real estate than in business, big time, because real estate has an asset value that people want. People want things they can touch. They want a building. They want a shopping center. They want an office building. I got a call yesterday from an investor that has $75 million he just raised, and he wants 10,000 or more square feet shopping centers in the West that are underperforming and off-market. That's what he wants. All cash, very quick close, very few contingent issues, like you have to have clear title and that kind of stuff. That's about it. Very, very simple. And he has to inspect the records in the books of the property and inspect the property before he closes. And he'll buy all over the West. Just one guy, one situation, what's going on today. There's so much opportunity in the market today. There's so many ways to make money, it's silly. So the master lease option is one way that a lot of people like because it's a way to control a building and never, ever own the title unless you buy that building. Could you buy that building for $600,000 anytime during the three-year term? Yes, you can, if you want to. But at the end of the 3 years, you're going to lose your option. But you made $18,000. Excuse me, you made $36,000, right? And you spent $10,000, so you still made $26,000 without even buying the building, just from the sandwich on the lease of the master of the building. However, the big play is to sell that building during that term and make that $104,000 we talked about. Okay, and of course that's before taxes. Make sure you report all your income. Do it properly. And be fair to everybody, play by all the rules, every rule, okay? And make sure you work with a good CPA and a good attorney and all that kind of good stuff. But that's a pretty simple way to make a lot of money. And it's basically the same concept as an option on a single property, but it's just doing it on a master lease. Simple. More than one unit. Very, very simple. Okay? Now, when you're working with these kind of properties, remember you're working with very sophisticated investors for the most part. Very sophisticated because they own 20 units, 50 units, 100 units, whatever it is. And the bigger properties, the easier it gets because the investors who invest in them understand them. The people who are selling them understand them. And everybody's professional. But if you don't know what you're doing, make sure you surround yourself with people that do. Do not go outside your comfort zone and do not go outside your education zone. Get people to help you. We will help you. Others will help you. My base will help you. The people that are in our world will help you. We want to help people become wealthy. We want to help people do it without spending any money out of their pocket. And it's possible. We know it's possible because we're seeing it happen all the time, and we're doing it. We're working on some deals right now where we're going to make, if we close them, we'll probably make $20,000 in the next week. And we never even saw the properties. All we did was put people together. We packaged people. We acted as a matchmaker. And there's different software out there that I guess can create matchmaker relationships for you. I've heard about some different things like that. And I'm not saying some of that stuff doesn't work. But if you have to do all the software work, you have to monitor it, and you have to send all the offers, and you have to do these different things. With what I'm talking about, you set up the relationship, and it's just on automatic pilot. Because you build those relationships and you set them in motion, and then you're pretty much able to let it go. Like the deal that we're working on right now, one of them, we put a guy together who has a $9.5 million net worth. He wants to borrow a couple $100,000 on one of his properties. He needs the money right away. We put him together with an investor that has the cash. Not a deal I want to do. And we're going to get paid. If we do the deal, we'll get $5,000 or $6,000 just for arranging everybody together. And at this point, there's nothing more for us to do because I've already introduced everybody. So you just have to learn how to do that kind of stuff. But what we're talking about here with the master lease is one of the simplest and easiest ways to make a lot of money because a lot of people who have property will let it go for a lesser price because they don't want to be involved in managing it. They just want a nice, firm result. They just want to know they're going to get that $5,000 a month, period. Whether that building is empty or full, you have to pay them $5,000 a month. You can't say, well, if the building's half full, I don't have to pay you $5,000. You do. It's your responsibility to keep it full. Okay? It's your responsibility to make sure that the property runs well. And if you run a property well, it will stay full because, you know, but you have to take that into consideration. If you're concerned about that, then you may want to make sure you discount or put in a larger vacancy factor in your overall deduction from the gross. So if the gross is, as I said, a $10,000 a month, $120,000 a year, and you feel it's going to be more vacant, then take off 50% and use it as a factor and be more safe and figures you're only going to have $60,000 to work with rather than $72,000 a year. Is that right? Let's see. I'm just doing this in my head. So let's see. So if you have a building and it's worth, you have $120,000 a year coming in, and you take 50% off for expenses, that's $60,000. So you'd have $60,000 left to work with. Even if you have to pay, so you can't pay the guy $60,000 a year if you're going to collect $60,000 after your expenses because you think you're going to have a larger factor for vacancy, so maybe you pay him $35,000 a year, or let's say you pay him, you know, I don't know, whatever you can negotiate. It's all about negotiation, and we did another, and we're going to do more and more about negotiation because it's so important. All these different tools all fit together at the end of the day, and you know, so there is no pat answer, but to keep it simple with what I talked about, you're talking about $120,000 a year, $72,000 a year after 40% for expenses, that's $72,000 a year. You're paying out $60,000 a year. No, I'm saying you're paying out $60,000 a year to the owner, right? $5,000 a month. You're collecting $72,000. How much are you collecting a year? You're collecting $6,000 a month times 12, $72,000. It's $12,000 a month. $12,000 a year, I'm sorry. $1,000 a month, $36,000 over the 3-year term. That's correct. So if you're collecting that income, and that building's running full, and like we said, you can make that $104,000 we talked about. And it's a wonderful way to get involved with property. It's an easy way to do it with finding motivated sellers. And instead of buying the property from them, you lease it. That's all. You lease it with the right to buy it. That's how it works. So we have about 2.5 minutes left. Again, the call-in number is 347-989-1329. So we're going to wrap this up a little bit, talk a little bit about a couple other things pretty fast. We had an opportunity recently, and I mentioned this on a couple other shows, to network in with a group that has over 125,000 people in their database. They've offered us the opportunity to get involved with them and bring their database to us so that we can then help them, help their folks, and helps us because we get more deal flow and we help. We bring them back to the opportunity of being connected with those guys on a higher level, and we endorse what they're doing, and we think what they're doing is fantastic. Okay? And it's a fantastic opportunity. It's going to be great for everybody. And once we can announce it, I think you guys will really like it. So I have 90 seconds left. I want to thank everybody for listening today. It's been a joy being with you. We've really enjoyed the time we spent together with you. Thanks again for listening. We hope you learned something today. We'll probably be doing another one tomorrow. I think I'm going to do one tomorrow on what's called, there are some folks out there in the marketplace that are doing a product called backflips. Backflips are very simply turning a property back to an owner after you negotiate a discount with a bank. So I'm going to do a show tomorrow on backflips. So anyway, thank you very much for listening. We look forward to working with you. And again, my phone number is 818-585-9706. Our email address is fci@peckbell.net. Our website is www.creativeflips.webs.com. And our 24-hour phone number is 310-358-7087. You can leave a message there, send us an email, reach us over the Twitter feed, Facebook feed. More likely the email, because the Twitter feeds and the Facebook feeds we don't see all the time. But we are very excited to be part of this and working with you. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And good luck with everything you're doing. And Success to all. Bye-bye.